USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's pretty likely that he will impose new tariffs on Mexico, accusing the country of failing to stop the flow of migrants and asylum seekers from Central America.
We are going to see if we can do something, but I think it's more likely that the tariffs go on, and we'll probably be talking during the time that the tariffs are on and they're going to be paid.
President Trump and the First Lady are now hosting a formal dinner for Prince Charles and his wife Camilla. The Trumps are staying at the Winfield House during their stay in London, the official residence of the U.S. ambassador to Great Britain. Today marks 100 years since the U.S. Senate passed the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, which gives women the right to vote. Republican Senator from Maine Susan Collins on what that means.
The long overdue right to be full citizens in this country, the right to vote.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley was delivering remarks in Washington, D.C. on Monday night. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley was keynote speaker at the Susan B. Anthony Gala in D.C. last evening. That's an annual event hosted by the Susan B. Anthony List, which works to advance a pro-life agenda. Haley telling the audience,
I will always encourage people to use the power of their voices on behalf of freedom, justice, and life. Because you can't truly stand for America if you don't stand for all Americans, including the babies who don't yet have a voice.
Haley saying life in many respects is valued and protected in America, except when it comes to abortion.
On Tuesday, the Virginia Beach Municipal Center opened for the first time since an employee shot and killed 12 people there last Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Monday, Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul's budget-cutting penny plan was rejected overwhelmingly by the Senate. The plan would have balanced the budget in 5 years. Senator Paul joins Fox News and explains more of the details regarding his penny plan.
Well, basically, we'd spend 99% of what we spent last year. And kind of the interesting thing is the budget will balance in 5 years with only cutting 1%, and now it's actually 2%, but just cutting a very little off the top. And when I present this to even liberal government advocacy groups that come to Washington wanting money, I say, look, could you live with 99% of what we gave you last year? Almost everybody says yes. And so it's so reasonable to most people in America, unless you happen to be an elected official in Washington, they're like, cut, no way, we're never going to cut any spending.
And as far as those Republicans who voted against this, Paul has a message for them.
There are a lot of hypocrisy here in Washington, so we understand that no Democrats are for reducing spending up here or for reducing the debt, not one. That's a consistent theme. But the surprising thing to many people is over half the Republicans, I call them the big government Republicans, aren't for cutting spending either. And so there really is a problem and a disconnect between these people go home and they say they beat their chest and say how conservative they are and how they're for the balanced budget. They all vote for the balanced budget amendment, which says you have to balance the budget in 5 years.
Right.
Well, that's what my budget does, and none of them voted for it. So there is a problem.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.